Chapter 21, Confession. Life is not always about happy endings. Sometimes it's about finding happiness in the ending you get. Chip Rossetti Klaus went for a short walk after dinner. It was raining outside, but he didn't bring an umbrella. He walked in the rain so that nobody could listen to him shout. His eyes closed, and his head rose to the sky. The tears had washed away with the rain, but the rain could not wash away his pain. He felt that he was inwardly burning, that fire could burn for him the whole world. He opened his eyes and saw every drop of the cloud fall on the ground. Then, he saw Hassan walking to him, with a smile on his face. Klaus opened up his arms broadly for Hassan. But then, Hassan stopped and looked at Klaus for a second, and then he vanished, and the rain stopped. Klaus kept looking at his hands, and he took a long sigh. He came back home shattered with Hassan's disappearance. As he approached closer to his house, he saw some people standing in front of his house holding candles. Klaus saw Andrew among those people, holding a candle in his hands. Klaus stood nearby and watched them. The other people followed behind Andrew and prayed for Hassan. Andrew moved and placed the burning candle on the sidewalk. That was when he noticed Klaus. He walked toward him and hugged him, and in silence, Klaus cried. "We will find him," Andrew said. Andrew then took Klaus inside the house. Andrew saw the piano and walked toward it. He then sat down on the bench, opened the piano, and started playing. He looked at the picture of Klaus with the children and Hassan. He closed his eyes and kept on playing. He was playing angrily and sad at the same time. Andrew's eyes were closed, and his tears hadn't stopped for a second. Everybody was angry with pain, such was the story of Hassan and his big family. Andrew kept playing, while everybody cried. Klaus looked at Andrew and felt assured that he wasn't alone in it. Everybody had his back. 16 days had gone by, and Hassan was searched everywhere by the police and his friends. Many people helped to find Hassan, but no one had succeeded yet. Klaus felt depressed and broken. Andrew hadn't been eating and felt exhausted. Ethan, Pete, Kara, Kyle, Tristan, John, Carlos, Anton, and Nina kept looking for Hassan every day but always met a dead end. It was nearly 7 p.m., and it was time for Hassan's medicines. Brian gave Hassan his meds. He looked at Hassan and saw how broken and damaged he was. A fierce darkness came over him. Andrew opened his eyes and saw Hassan sitting beside him, playing and pressing the keys to tease Andrew. Andrew rubbed his eyes to see if it was real and that Hassan was back. As he approached him, he disappeared into thin air. In the dark dungeon, the chains started moving, and Hassan was lifted. Hassan fell into the water as the chains stopped. He wasn't resisting this time or even moving. In that state, he saw his dad cry for him. He could not breathe seeing what was in front of him. His eyes were shut, and he was ready to die this time. "Sorry, Klaus, I cannot be with you," Hassan silently apologized to Klaus. "It is okay. This is the end," Hassan told himself. Hassan felt something pull him out of the water. He opened his eyes to see it was Brian, but having seen his father crying had drained Hassan of his remaining energy and he began to lose his consciousness. In that moment, Hassan felt Brian holding him in his arms. "This has to stop now. You are killing him," Brian yelled. The man with the hat left the dungeon. Brian looked at Hassan and said, "I will save you. Tomorrow you will be free." He then let Hassan sleep between his arms the whole night. In the morning, Brian prepared breakfast for Hassan and sat down to talk to him. "Today, you will be free from all this madness. You will go home," Brian assured Hassan. Hassan cried and tried to speak, but he couldn't. "Today, I won't stable the chains in the hooks. Always remember that I love you. Goodbye," Brian said. He then kissed Hassan and left, who had so many questions in his mind to ask Brian, but Hassan knew he wouldn't see him again. Hassan was crying and continued to cry until he lost consciousness. Brian arrived at work and went directly to Ethan's office. "I need you to call Andrew right now," Brian commanded Ethan.
"Hi, Brian.
What do you need from Andrew?" Ethan said to Brian.
"Call him now," Brian said to Ethan again.
"Not before telling me why you want me to call him." Ethan was adamant about getting to know the whole situation.
"It's about Hassan."
"Call him now," said Brian. Ethan called Andrew, but he did not reply. So, Ethan left a message for him, and as soon as he read it, he called back and spoke with Brian, who told him everything. After the call, Andrew quickly changed to put on two different shoe pairs. He didn't notice that because his first priority was finding Hassan. At last, they had found him, and knowing that he was alive had brought a wave of relief for them. Andrew called the police and notified them of Hassan's location, asking them to bring a paramedic with them. He opened the door outside and saw Julian pressing the bell.
"What are you doing here?"
Andrew asked Julian.
"I thought I can come by and check on you.
Any news about Hassan?"
Julian asked.
"We found him with the help of Brian. He is Kara's brother."
"I have to go," Andrew told him.
Andrew hugged and bade farewell to Julian. He went all the way to an abandoned warehouse with the police and the paramedic. They broke in, and Hassan was found. Andrew ran up to Hassan and hugged him, glad to have found his best friend. But then something unexpected happened. Hassan pushed him away, yelling, "Please stop, I can't take it anymore." Andrew was shocked, he couldn't understand what was happening.
"Hassan, it's me, Andrew," Andrew tried to wake Hassan up.
Hassan finally opened his eyes and saw Andrew. He couldn't hold himself back, so he threw himself on Andrew's chest, and screamed, "Ah!
It's okay.
You are safe now," Andrew said, hugging him back. Hassan was released from the chains by police and received treatment by the paramedics. Hassan looked at his hands, took a long sigh, and lost consciousness after being released from the chain. Hassan was brought to the ambulance by the paramedic. Andrew called at Klaus' house, and Edward replied. Andrew told him Hassan was found, and he would text the details to Klaus. Edward ran to his father's room to tell about Andrew's call.
"Please tell me you are not joking," Klaus was astonished.
"They found him."
"Check your phone," Edward said.
Klaus checked his phone and read Andrew's messages. Then, he ran as fast as he could to his car. Charlie saw Klaus running and asked, "What is going on?"
"They found him,"
Edward told Charlie.
"They found him?"
Charlie screamed a bit.
Charlie shut her eyes and sat down on the stairs, taking long sighs.
"They found our dad," Edward jumped with happiness.
Maria and Adrian listened to his happy squeals and they all thanked the Lord. Ethan had texted Pete, Kara, Kyle, John, and Carlos that Hassan has been found, and the gang finally felt they could breathe as relief took over them. Kara received a call from an unknown number. She responded, and she was told that her brother, Brian, died in a car crash. Kara ended the call, and Kyle asked her, "Are you okay?"
"My brother died in a car accident." Kara could not hold her tears, and she went in a state of shock.
Kyle hugged Kara and said, "It's okay. I am here with you." She found a voice message from Brian.
Kara looked at her phone.
She did not open it. She was scared of what she would hear. When Hassan woke up, he began to yell, "Leave me alone," to a nurse who was treating Hassan's injuries in the hospital. Hassan had been aggressive to the nurse. Klaus was standing close, observing him. He saw that Hassan had been severely injured. The doctor asked for Hassan to be held in the hospital bed to ensure his safety.
"No," Klaus denied the doctor.
"Do you want him alive and us to treat his injuries?" the doctor asked.
"I do," Klaus replied in the affirmative.
"We have to restrain him to his bed," the doctor told Klaus.
"Do whatever it takes to treat him," said Klaus. The doctor and the nurses restrained Hassan to his bed.
Hassan begged.
No, please don't do this to me.
Klaus cried seeing Hassan like that.
Then, Hassan looked at Klaus and said, please don't do this to me.
Andrew hugged Hassan and said, it's all right.
It's provisional.
Klaus leaned on the wall and then fell to the ground.
In that moment, Klaus realized he was back to square one. He was yet again unable to hold back his tears.
His family had been broken again, and nobody could fix it this time.
The only one who was able to do it was Hassan, who himself was now too broken to mend anything.
After a while, Kara, Pete, Kyle, John, and Tristan came to see Hassan.
They came into Hassan's room and began talking, trying to cheer him up and distract him from the trauma.
Hassan listened to them talk, grinding his teeth.
He moved his hands and body in a way that made him scream in pain.
Then he shouted, shut up.
You are all so loud.
And broke into tears.
Everyone was looking at Hassan with tears in their eyes.
Ethan moved close to Hassan and said, what have they done to you?
He put his hands on Hassan's shoulder, but Hassan tried to avoid Ethan's touch.
Everyone was shocked to see Hassan's behavior.
Andrew ran out of the room, crying, and John followed him.
Are you all right?
John asked Andrew.
I am not all right.
He is not all right.
We all are such a mess.
I can't see him like this.
I can't.
I can't breathe, Andrew said while crying.
I believe everything will be back to the way it was before this.
I don't think so.
Brian said that Hassan has been tortured in horrible ways every day.
Brian.
I am afraid he is gone.
The nurse entered the room.
Please keep in your mind only two people are allowed, the nurse said.
Any updates?
Andrew asked the nurse about Hassan's condition.
We have to take him to radiology to check his injuries.
It seems his right shoulder is seriously injured.
He might have to undergo a surgery.
Also, we need to check his viral loads, the nurse replied.
Can you give him anything to sedate him?
Let me ask the doctor.
Andrew walked to Hassan's bed.
You will be okay, he said.
I want to close my eyes and just be gone, Hassan cried.
No, you don't.
Look at him, look at Nicholas.
Do you think that if you were gone, we would be okay?
Nicholas will kill himself, and I cannot live without you, Andrew replied to Hassan.
Don't you see, I am defeated and damaged, I feel like a shadow.
You all need to let me go, Hassan could not get himself together as he was scared of the torture.
Klaus got up and walked towards Hassan's bed, crying.
You have no right to push us.
You have no right to give up.
And if you do, you will not only destroy us but kill me as well.
I don't want to live in this world without you.
You need to fight, and we will all fight with you, Klaus said.
I have lost my fight, Hassan was discouraged.
Then stand up and fight again, Klaus motivated Hassan.
Fight for us, Andrew followed Klaus' lead.
Because of the tears in his eyes, Hassan could not see well.
Hassan moved his eyes and watched Brian hold his hands.
He looked back.
Brian smiled, they are right.
You need to fight, he said.
Hassan took a long sigh and asked, is Brian dead?
He sacrificed himself to save you, Andrew told Hassan.
Wherever I go, death follows me, said Hassan.
That is not true, Klaus disagreed with Hassan.
Don't be damned.
Nicholas is here.
Let him hold you between his arms to feel that you are alive, Brian talked to Hassan.
Klaus held Hassan and kissed him on the forehead, I love you, he said.
Hassan felt a strange feeling that something in him allowed fear to control him.
Hassan looked at the bed around his feet, and he saw himself sitting on the edge of the bed with an evil look.
Do you remember me?
I am your fear.
You never accepted me as part of you, you abandoned me.
Now, you pay the price by being miserable and lonely.
I will make sure to destroy everything you touch or love.
You can't run, you can't hide or even fight. You are just a shadow, an empty shell. Such a waste you didn't accept me along with your dark side. You had to be that angelic ass so that everyone would love you. That desperate need for love is so pathetic, but it is too late now. You are too consumed by me. Hassan closed his eyes as he was too distraught to confront his shadow. Before I go, I need to ask you something. Why were you afraid of me when I found you? Andrew asked Hassan. Andrew was confused by Hassan's reply, and he thought, how is that possible? But maybe, it does make sense. Kara, Pete, Ethan, John, Kyle, and Tristan had gone home, and Carlos was already there. Everybody noticed John was furious. What is your problem? Ethan confronted John. Kara, is there anything you want to share with us? John diverted everyone's focus to Kara. I don't understand. What do you mean? Kara asked John. Did you or did you not know that Brian is the one who kidnapped Hassan? John kept on charging on Kara. I have no idea what you are talking about. Anyway, I haven't spoken to Brian since Ethan's birthday. Even the voice message that he left me today, I didn't open it. And he is dead, Kara tried to justify. Can we all hear that voice message? John asked. Her brother just died, and she didn't do anything wrong. Be respectful, Kyle tried to stop John. I want to hear it, however, John was stubborn in probing into Brian being behind Hassan's kidnapping. Fine, I will play it. Finally, Kara gave in to John. Kara played Brian's voice message. Brian sounded like he was crying during the voice message. Hi, Kara. It's me, Brian. I am sorry that I hurt you in many different ways. I am sorry that I have caused you unmeasurable pain. I regret everything I have done to you and Hassan. I took advantage of him and destroyed his life. I love you. I know I wasn't the brother you always wanted, but you have Hassan now. He is exactly the kind of brother you always wanted and so rightfully deserved. I saved him today, and I know that will cost me my life, but I don't care. I love him, and it is time to set everything back to the way it was. Please take care of yourself. Goodbye. This was the message Brian had left to Kara. After they all heard the message, John stormed out. How could you do this to us? You brought him to our life. I was happy with him. I had a perfect life with him. I will never forgive you for what you have done to us. I will never forgive you, John yelled at Kara. It always will come to this. All our time together was a waste because you are still in love with him. We are done. Carlos cried. Carlos walked away and left the house. John looked at Kara. I hope you are happy now, John said and went to his room. Don't listen to him. He is angry, Ethan said. He is right. It all my fault. I brought him here, and I knew what he was capable of, said Kara. Don't blame yourself, Kyle tried to console Kara. She looked at Kyle and said, I am the one who destroyed him. It's all my fault. You didn't know what would happen. It's not your fault, Kyle tried to reason with Kara. I knew better. You are better off without me, Kara was disheartened and took the blame for everything. What? How could you say that? Kyle asked. I can't be with you, Kara intended on ending things with Kyle. Are you insane? Pete could not believe what Kara had just said. What is wrong with you? Tristan felt the same as Pete, it's not your fault. Whatever Brian did is on Brian's. Don't blame yourself. You didn't know. Hassan broke up with John because John didn't trust him. We all know that, Ethan tried to bring Kara around. It all started when I invited Brian to this house. So, stop defending me, Kara vehemently put a deaf ear to everyone and blamed herself for how the things had transpired. It was an indescribable moment for Kara. The pain she felt at this moment was different, more unbearable, more soul-crushing. The vicious, stinging flavors of hopes were torn up, and she couldn't shrug it off because she had lost everything today.
Kyle left the house. His heart felt halted. He shouted and wanted Hassan to help him out. He couldn't believe what Kara had said to him. He was not only hurt, but he also felt like he was being buried alive. He loved her profoundly. He walked and cried in the street, but Hassan wasn't there for him this time to help him heal. Andrew returned home while Hassan was still in the hospital with Klaus. He found Ethan holding Pete and Tristan when he entered the room.
"What is going on?" Andrew asked. "John had a fight with Kara. Carlos left John and Kara broke up with Kyle," Pete described the situation to Andrew.
"We need him back," Ethan referred to Hassan's absence.
"That won't happen soon," Andrew told Ethan.
"What do you mean?"
Tristan asked Andrew.
"He will have surgery today. After that, they might admit him to psych."
Andrew told everyone about Hassan's current health condition.
"They will admit him to psych?"
Ethan did not take the news lightly.
"You all saw him today.
He is broken, damaged, and defeated," said Andrew.
"Will he ever be the same again?"
Pete asked.
"I don't think so," Andrew answered. "Pete, why did Brian do this?"
Ethan still could not understand Hassan's kidnapping.
"Brian saved him.
The madman did this," Andrew tried to clear the confusion.
"The madman?"
Andrew was puzzled.
"Only Hassan can expose him," Andrew said.
Andrew was thinking about what Hassan had told him at the hospital. He kept repeating everything in his mind to remember the details. Then, finally, he took a long sigh. "I don't know what I should do," he said to himself. Andrew went to his room, took Mike's painting, and talked to it.
"I gave up counting on days because I am fed up. I am tired, and I can't help him. To be honest, I don't know what to do.
It is time for you to help him, guide him."
Hassan's surgery was about to take place. With him were Klaus and Andrew. They had anesthetized Hassan, and the countdown started.
The surgical team was operating on Hassan. Hassan was watching the surgeon cutting into his flesh at the surgical table when somebody called him. He turned to see Mike standing in a corner.
Hassan hugged and ran into him.
"I've missed you," Hassan said out of joy.
"I've missed you too," Mike shared his mutual feelings with Hassan.
"Wait, am I dead?"
"No, you are alive.
Why are you here with me?"
"I cannot move on before I am sure that you will be okay."
"I don't think I will be the same.
I am broken."
"What happened to you?"
"I lost a big fight."
"Your fight isn't over."
"What do you mean?"
"He will come back to you and for your beloved ones.
Are you okay if he hurt them the way he did to you?
Will you watch him and do nothing?
You always wanted to protect them, but now you need to decide before it's too late.
And if they lost you, they won't recover from it.
It's now up to you.
Do you want to finish your fight, or will you be that coward who couldn't fight?"
"I want to, but—"
"Isn't that enough, or do you want more?"
"I don't know if I can fight anymore."
"Since when are you a coward?"
"All I want is to die and reunite with my family."
"What about them?
Aren't they your family too?
What about your kids?
What will Klaus tell them?"
"They are his kids.
They are your kids too, and you have two more coming on the way."
"Two more?"
"Yes, a boy and a girl.
They will be exactly like you."
"What a shame you won't be around since you've given up everything, and for what?"
"I cannot fight anymore."
"You can, but you don't want to."
"I can't beat him," Hassan pointed to his reflection.
"You already know what to do to beat him.
The best way to beat your fear is to be it.
You need to accept that part of you," Mike tried to comfort Hassan.
"I can't."
"Why not?"
"I will hurt them, and I don't want that to happen."
"You need to decide who you are, and when you do, you will know how to protect them."
Believe me when I say this, he doesn't have a chance to beat you, but that'll only happen if you accept that part of yourself, Brian spoke up.
He is right, he doesn't stand a chance against you, Mike seconded Brian.
You are a warrior.
Just follow your instincts, Brian said.
Do you love Klaus, your kids, and your family?
Mike asked Hassan.
I do, Hassan nodded.
Then don't be that coward.
Rise and shine, son.
This is your fight, so get your mind and armor ready because things will be rough, Mike asked Hassan to get up and face his fears.
Remember, you are not alone in this.
You have them, and they are alive.
Also, you have us to support you, not to guide you.
It is your fight, and you have to decide for yourself, Brian showed his support to Hassan.
We are all here for you, Hassan's father joined in too.
I chose you because you are the only one who can repair my family.
We all know you have it in you, Lizzie came in too.
It would be best if you unleashed it, embrace it, Hassan's mother said.
We don't give up, said Hassan's sister.
Don't give up, brother, Hassan's brother stood alongside him.
I am here because of you.
It is time to let me go, Nya appeared in front of Hassan.
We will leave you to decide.
Take your time, but remember the darkness is coming for you, Brian left the decision to Hassan.
All of them left.
Hassan looked at himself at the operating table, and the surgeon had completed the surgery by then. In the hospital corridors, Hassan moved from room to room, looking for an answer everywhere. Instead, he just saw sorrow and pain. When he saw a man standing and watched himself dead, he stopped near a room.
Hassan asked him, "Are you all right?"
"I am dead.
How am I supposed to be all right?" the dead man replied.
"I am sorry," Hassan apologized to the dead man.
"I will do anything to feel that pain again."
"You still have your chance," said the person Hassan was talking to.
"I don't know what to do."
Hassan was clueless.
"Life is pain, and you are used to that pain.
If you die, you will kill him," the person pointed to Klaus.
"You need to go back, embrace what you have and fight.
You don't belong here,"
the person told Hassan.
Then, Hassan ran in and woke up in his room.
Time went by so quickly, but there were still a lot of things that Hassan didn't talk about.
Everybody at home was safe.
Since that second day, Hassan hadn't seen Kara, Kyle, John, Carlos, or Anton. He had been in hospital for 2 weeks.
Every time he asked about them, he didn't get a reply.
His family had been completely broken, torn up, and nobody could fix it.
It was finally time to go back to the house.
Klaus and Andrew took Hassan home.
Hassan sat by the window and looked out.
Tristan, Valerie, Dennis, Nina, Evelyn, Ethan, and Pete were there, all of them were waiting for him.
After Klaus, Hassan entered the house.
Everybody was glad he was back, but was he?
Hassan looked around and saw Lizzie, his father, mother, brother, Nya, Mike, and Brian standing in front of him.
They all went to him together and began to talk.
Hassan was breathing heavily, panting, grinding his teeth, and said, "Too loud.
Too loud," and walked away quickly.
Klaus said, "Wait," and held his right hand.
Hassan screamed in pain and got down on his knees, and crawled to hide behind the couch.
Everyone was painfully watching him.
"No, not again," Andrew said.
"Nobody talks to him or get any close to him," Klaus directed everybody in the house.
"Did Hassan give up on himself?
What is happening to him?
Will he be ever the same?"
These questions were in everyone's mind.
Maria forgot she had left Adam on the floor.
Lizzie looked at Adam and said, "You are my sister's son, and I need your help."
Lizzie took Adam's hand and walked towards Hassan.
Until he touched Hassan and said, "Dada," no one had noticed Adam.
Everyone was all pale, frightened by what was happening.
"Come here, Adam," Klaus said.
Everyone in the house stopped at that moment.
Hassan's eyes were closed, "I'm a dad. The first word of my son is Dada, but I'm doing what?
My struggle is not over, until I say so. The time has come to make a decision. Am I cowering that? Or, perhaps I can't control myself. I will accept that part of me, Hassan said. Andrew tried to take Adam away quickly. They all were scared of the aggressiveness of Hassan. Hassan turned to Adam and hugged him. As he was frightened, Klaus closed his eyes. Hassan smiled with tears in his eyes and said, "Yes, I am Dada. I missed you so much. Forgive me, Dada is a little sick." Klaus opened his eyes and saw Hassan kissing Adam on his hands and forehead. Everyone was crying at the sight of old Hassan. Hassan stood up and held Adam between his hands and took a long sigh. "You are back," Andrew smiled with tears in his eyes. "I forgot who I was in the middle of a fight. I thought the fight was over, but I was wrong. The fight is still on, and I have to win because I am a warrior." Hassan's hands were shaking. Hassan wiped his tears and said, "I am here. I can't hug you all because of my surgery. Let's sit and chat." Klaus looked at Hassan and said, "You are here." "Yes, I am, and you need to kiss me to remind me how it feels to be alive," Hassan said to Klaus. "I've missed you so much," Klaus said. Hassan kissed Klaus and said, "I am here now." Hassan looked at everyone. "Let's have a seat and talk." "Maria, have a seat with us," Hassan said to everyone. "Not before I make juice for all of us," said Maria. "Thank you," Hassan said to Maria. "I missed you, Dad." Adrian came in to see Hassan sitting on the couch. He ran to hug him. "I am happy you are here sitting between us," Edward said to Hassan. "Me too," Hassan replied to Edward. "Charlie, where is Anton?" Hassan asked Charlie. "We broke up," Charlie told Hassan. "Let me guess, he said something about Peyton, and you told him that he is not her father," Hassan inquired Charlie. "Yes, I told him he is not her father," Charlie nodded. "Well, you are wrong because he is her father. Call him now and ask him to come." Hassan was back in his dominant character in no time. "But—" Charlie was about to argue, but Hassan interrupted her. "You will never find a good father like Anton. Call him." Hassan was not taking no for an answer. "I will now," Charlie agreed to Hassan. "Adrian and Edward, we will talk every day like we used to. Now Andrew, what are you hiding from me?" Hassan asked Andrew. Kara broke up with Kyle, and Carlos left John. Andrew gave the main news to Hassan. Hassan took a long sigh, "Call Kara and ask her to come here. Don't say anything else to her." "I will call Carlos and John." "Tristan, why didn't you go out with David?" he inquired after giving instructions to Andrew. "We were all worried about you," Tristan replied. "I was in the hospital, and that shouldn't stop you from getting your happiness. Pete and Ethan, I assume you also had a fight." Hassan was gradually getting back to normal and having conversations with everyone, but at the same time, someone pressed the doorbell, and everyone's eyes went toward the door.